This is Corey Mangold, Close Free TV, coming at you from Lupin Nature's Resort in sunny Los Gatos, California, between San Jose and Santa Cruz. Sitting with me is Ed Dennis, the new owner of Lupin. Now tell me, what brought you to have interest in buying such a resort?
Well, it's simple, Corey. It started in 1958 when I went to the French Riviera to enjoy supposedly the best beaches everywhere, and it was like a meat market. There was sexual tension everywhere. You know, I was there with my date. I wasn't looking for this kind of thing. So we left early. And as we're going along, I saw a sign for Les Lavandes, which is the port to go to the Île-de-Levant. So I went to the Île-de-Levant. Never been to a naturist environment before. And as we got there, we were wondering how many people were just new to this, or how many people on this boat of about 50, 60 people were really nudists. Well, when we got to the wharf, within 5 minutes, we were the only people dressed. So we walked along a path and came to a grove of trees, and the grove of trees said, "You're welcome to go beyond this point. We only ask that you wear what the nudists wear." So we looked at each other, my date and I, and shrugged our shoulders and then our clothes, and went on to the beach. When we got to that beach, there were hundreds of people of all shapes, sizes, colors, nationalities, persuasions, and no tension. It was just like a global community of just real people. And that left a mark. And so I've been a naturist ever since. I'm a native San Franciscan, came back to California after living in a lot of different places around the world, and decided to build another company. So I like to come to a naturist place because there I'm just a person. People don't recognize that I'm a corporate executive. And so it keeps your perspective, you see. Well, I noticed that this club was aging and it was sort of threatened, and I wanted to reestablish a community that had that kind of environment that I saw in 1958. Because, you know, there's a lot of tension in people in terms of taking off their pants the first time. But once you've done it publicly and you find out it's really a great place to be, then what do you do really to cement the relationship? So it's a question of having a place where you have the freedom, as long as you don't step on someone else's freedom, and create a community environment that becomes an attractive nucleus. So what we're trying to do here at Lupin, we're doubling the size, 250 acres here. We're putting in a 14-acre lake. We're putting in a 2,000-seat amphitheater to bring people in to see NAMAX in a clothing optional environment. And by getting that little look, then maybe they'll cross over and actually come in and be able to play volleyball on our Olympic quality court and join this community of forward-thinking people of all ages with, you know, tolerant of everything. I mean, with that kind of a global community-like microcosm in a place that has over 300 sunny days a year, it's hard not to buy something like this.
Yeah. Now, what's to you, what's the most special part about Lupin?
The most special part about Lupin is I've had the opportunity to first acquire it, and then I set up a corporation and put my interest into the corporation. At this present time, I'm the sole stockholder. But my intention, I'm 65 years old, okay? Talking about the graying of the nudist industry, I'm concerned about building a self-perpetuating club that will go on and get generations of young people like you getting involved. That's why I'm so glad to see INA and what it's doing to make people aware of an alternative lifestyle that is a healthy alternative.
That it is. Thank you. This is Corey Mangold and Ed Dennis. Now we're going to send you back to Cindy.